Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, November 13th. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm reading from the New International Version for the book of 1 Samuel and the book of Hebrews, and then we'll switch over to the New Living Translation for the Psalm. Today in the book of 1 Samuel, we're talking about the Ark. Remember yesterday, the Philistines have defeated the Israelites and they've captured the Ark. And it's quite the interesting story, so I'm excited to read for you today. 1 Samuel chapter 5. The Ark in Ashdod and Ekron. After the Philistines had captured the Ark of God, they took it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. Then they carried the Ark into Dagon's temple and set it beside Dagon. When the people of Ashdod rose early the next day, there was Dagon fallen on his face on the ground before the Ark of the Lord. They took Dagon and put him back in his place. But the following morning, when they rose, there was Dagon fallen on his face on the ground before the Ark of the Lord. His head and hands had been broken off and were lying on the threshold. Only his body remained. That is why, to this day, neither the priest of Dagon nor any others who enter Dagon's temple at Ashdod step on the threshold. The Lord's hand was heavy on the people of Ashdod and its vicinity. He brought devastation on them and afflicted them with tumors. When the people of Ashdod saw what was happening, they said, "The Ark of the God of Israel must not stay here with us, because his hand is heavy on us and on Dagon, our God." So they called together all the rulers of the Philistines and asked them, "What shall we do with the Ark of the God of Israel?" They answered, "Have the Ark of God of Israel moved to Gath." So they moved the Ark of the God of Israel. But after they had moved it, the Lord's hand was against that city, throwing it into a great panic. He afflicted the people of the city, both young and old, with an outbreak of tumors. So they sent the Ark of God to Ekron. As the Ark of God was entering Ekron, the people of Ekron cried out, "They have brought the Ark of the God of Israel around to us to kill us and our people." So they called together all the rulers of the Philistines and said, "Send the Ark of the God of Israel away. Let it go back to its own place, or it will kill us and our people." For death had filled the city with panic. God's hand was very heavy on it. Those who did not die were afflicted with tumors, and the outcry of the city went up to heaven. Before we move on, I just want to remind you of that image of Dagon. What happened to him when he was beside the Ark of the Lord? He was fallen on his face before the Lord, before the Ark of the presence of the Lord. And it just reminds me of perhaps my lack of reverence sometimes before the Lord. Not that we have to kneel, not that we have to be prostrate before the Lord, but perhaps sometimes that this is a good reminder that we are called to reverence the Lord, to recognize his power, and to praise him because he is almighty. Now let's move over to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 13. In the book that I've been reading through, Psalms by the Day, the title that the author gives the psalm is very interesting. I think a good one. Still waiting, still trusting. O Lord, how long will you forget me? Forever? How long will you look the other way? How long must I struggle with anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand? Turn and answer me, O Lord my God. Restore the sparkle to my eyes, or I will die. Don't let my enemies gloat, saying, "We have defeated him." Don't let them rejoice at my downfall. But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because He is good to me. I love the honesty of this psalm as it begins with a question. How long, Lord, are you going to forget me? The psalmist is in great distress and needs the Lord to answer. But then at the end of the psalm, David reminds himself of what is of utmost importance. He says, "But I trust in your unfailing love." And that is something that we each day need to remind ourselves of, that we trust God. We trust that we belong to Him, and we trust that His love for us, His covenant love, is never ending. Now let us turn to Hebrews chapter 10, starting in verse 19. This is a call to persevere in faith. So yesterday we talked about the fact that Christ's sacrifice was once for all. And in light of that great truth, we are called to be a people who persevere, believing in the efficacy, the sufficiency of that sacrifice. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, His body, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. Anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more severely do you think someone deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified them, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know Him who said, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," and again, "The Lord will judge His people." It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you endured in a great conflict full of suffering? Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times you stood side by side with those who were being so treated. You suffered along with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you knew that you yourselves had a better and lasting possession. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. For in just a little while, He who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith, and I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As we close, I want to pray through this passage that we have read in the book of Hebrews. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for the confidence that we have to enter into your presence by the blood of Jesus. He has opened up the way for us by giving His body on our behalf. Thank you, Jesus, for being the great high priest, the one who bears our sins before the Lord. Thank you, Father, that we can draw near to you with confidence, with a sincere heart, and with full assurance that you hear our prayers and that you have forgiven us of our sins. Help us to hold on to the hope that we professed. Thank you for being faithful to us, even when we are faithless. And Lord, help us to consider how to spur one another on to love and good deeds. Help us to be an encouragement to one another as we long for the day of your appearing. Lord, forgive us for our sins. They are wicked and evil. We do not want to continue to deliberately sin against you, for you find no hope there. Help us, Lord, instead to reach out to you in repentance and to move toward you in the fruit of the Spirit. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to remember the light that we have received in Christ, and even in the midst of suffering, to trust in your word, to trust that you are there and that you will act. We love you, Lord. We ask that you would help us to persevere in faith and to remember the great salvation that you have given us through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.